That's Shedeur Sanders during his media availability on Saturday. He went a little further because he picked number 12. You know, his idol's Tom Brady. Says the story will be similar to Tom's.
That was it. My story's going to be similar. I was a late round draft pick, but we're here now, so none of that stuff matters. That just mattered on the day, and just excited to be here and ready to work.
You want me to talk about what I'm fired up first before I talk about the quarterbacks, or you want me to talk about the quarterbacks first?
I figured
first?
We're going to get in due time.
I should probably talk about the QBs first. Well, I'll tell you this. It doesn't have to be nitty gritty. I stood there and I watched. I wanted to make a joke that the ground shook as I walked in, which that makes a fat joke about me. I stood there, the ground shook as Shedeur Sanders turned and burned and threw. I will tell you this, Dylan Gabriel probably throws it as hard as anybody I've seen in my life. I mean,
no kidding.
The thing is whistling in the air. That's how hard, that boy's got a strong arm, and that thing is flying. He had one duck, Shedeur Sanders did. I didn't see the duck. The cameras caught it. I didn't see it. I was probably talking to Zach Jackson or something at the time. I thought Shedeur Sanders did a fine job against air and in a shirt and shorts. I know that there's going to be conversation about somebody being traded to New Orleans. It ain't going to be Shedeur Sanders. Derek Carr is retired. I understand that. He had one of his lengthy things that he does. And they ain't trading Shedeur Sanders to New Orleans. They might trade Joe Flacco to New Orleans. Ain't going to be Shedeur. Ain't going to be Dylan Gabriel. Those two guys are staying. Like, I saw that. Well, maybe they'll trade Shedeur Sanders. Shedeur Sanders ain't. No. If I'm wrong, fine, but I ain't going to be wrong about that. It the only person I think right now in any consideration to be traded, I mean, unless they were going to go, we'll give you two ones for Shedeur Sanders, and hey, what the hell. But anybody who has any consideration to be traded is probably Joe Flacco, Tone. If you disagree, speak up now.
I was surprised that I was seeing anything about the Saints wanting any of our quarterbacks. I don't know. It seemed like guys have been available. Well,
yeah, but you got four quarterbacks. Three are young. One's older, but a lot of people trust the older quarterback. So a lot of people just assume, okay, one of them is a possible trade bait commodity for the New Orleans Saints after Derek Carr has decided to call it a career. That's what you're going to get. Even though they went and they got Tyler Shuck.
They have Spencer Rattler still on the depth chart.
Yeah. So if anybody,
I don't think we're going to get anything substantial.
No, but if anybody's getting ready to speak Creole, it would probably be Joe Flacco in this case, not Shedeur Sanders. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand any of that because what I saw to him, I go, no. You're going to keep him, and you're going to see what he possibly can do for you. Because he's a hell of a lot better than any other fifth-round pick I've seen in 13 years doing that. They've had fifth-round picks. They've had journeymen in there who have not looked good, who throw really loose balls, who throw really slow ones, and I'm sure Keith's going to make a video of that one. And I'm telling you right now, he's a lot better than that. He is a first- or second-round talent who was taken in the fifth round. For whatever reason, that might be in the past. We'll find out. He's got to come out and comport himself well. But I think between he and Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett, I would say that my realistic depth chart right now, Joe, I'm going to put him in a separate category. Because, again, I love Joe, and I would start the season with Joe. I don't think that's what they're going to do. I think they're going to start the season with Kenny, and I think that right now it's still Dylan Gabriel over Shedeur Sanders. Right now. Even though I thought Shedeur did look better. On Friday. I was just there on Friday. I didn't get to go on Saturday or Sunday. I was just there on Friday.
Yeah, it's so
and it was rookie camp and they're in t-shirt and shorts.
It's so hard. Obviously, I did not get a chance to see any of that, so I was going to rely on you and your eyes, and you know, you're a trustworthy individual.
Am I?
You're somebody that has a particular savvy when being able to watch.
Why do you and Owen make it out to everybody that I'm shady?
Shady.
You said I'm a trustworthy individual, and you guys make it out that you can't trust me as far as you can throw me.
No.
And you guys can't even pick me up.
No, just I think some of the videos over the years, Owen and I had secretly wondered if they were staged. But other than that,
reaction shots. There was a video years ago that was not staged. It was done by my wife.
She was on the payroll too. That was the only thing we had ever questioned.
Technically, she is.
We had never questioned. That's true.
You know, after that video, that's when Axel was conceived.
I know. That was the magical night.
Have a wonderful Monday.
They could go find that video online. I think what has always been kind of funny to me about this time of the year, and I will extend it even into training camp, was we know in the NFL there is nothing remotely like sitting in a pocket with guys barreling in on you who are trying to take your head off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yet we can't recreate anything close to that. We can't simulate anything close to that even in preseason. Even in the preseason games, like, there's just nothing remotely like it in the regular season. And yet, to see people have the takes that they have on rookie minicamp, where they are wearing what again?
A t-shirt and shorts.
And what?
Jerseys and shorts.
What are the pass rushers allowed to do?
They're not allowed to hit them. They're allowed to tap them on the shoulder.
They're allowed to run in the direction of the quarterback. Yeah. And yes, come through and go, hello. And that's it.
They're allowed to tap
so
on the shoulder.
Gritty.
Well, yes. That is a nitty-gritty breakdown.
That is, yeah.
That's a little too gritty.
Of Browns camp.
Yes. Now, like they always say in baseball at the start of the year, they'll say in what the beginning of baseball season in like May, they'll say, all right, you can't win a championship. You can't win a World Series in May, but you can lose it, right? Meaning,
yeah.
You know, it's a long way away. Come on. But you can tell the teams that just have no shot. Like the Colorado Rockies, right? Or the Chicago White Sox.
Who just fired their manager.
Yes, who did fire their manager.
Yeah, Bud Black.
Can you tell me, Kenny, to the extent in football at this level and this stage of the season, you can't write anybody off, right? Already, can you? Can you write anybody off?
I mean, only if you're in a belief that that team's going to be bad, but I don't know if it, no one's writing anybody off. No.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
I mean, if Shedeur Sanders, if something clicked, or if Dylan Gabriel and something clicked, then yeah, they're going to be laughing at you at the end of it. But again, you're not going to start the season with probably either one of those guys starting a quarterback.
Well, I just mean, I saw people writing. They were rating maybe the fifth overall pick.
Say it. There we go. Here
just
we go.
Based on one projectile vomit and then one video of one drill.
I'm going to say this one time and one time only.
Please help me.
I know Mitch is listening. I don't want to see.
Because I said he was the safe pick. Kenny, I said the one thing we know about Mason Graham is he's going to be the safe pick.
You know why he said it? Because he is a safe pick. Guys throw up at practice. Okay, guys throw up during football games. That doesn't mean that they're in bad shape. All right, that doesn't mean they're in bad shape. But I got every Tom, Dick, and Harry giving me videos. And I'll tell you right now, can I just say this?
Yes, please. Because
I know Mitch is listening. Help me. Don't ever want to see any of this. I've been trying to avoid this and try to not ruin anybody's day with any of this crap for the last umpteen years. I don't ever want to see Dove climbing or Dove climbing or whoever the hell it is, which ain't even that guy anymore. I don't want to see him in the text thread anymore,
Wholesome.
Mitch. I'm going to tell you right now.
Shocking.
If you send it to me, he's giving me the thumbs up. If you send it to me,
disaster.
I'm automatically going to think less of you, and I'm automatically going to do everything I can to not bring it up.
Heartfelt.
So that's where we are on that. And Fran Fraschilla, whoever the hell this other person
who
is.
Who is this guy?
Who is this person?
I had never
seen
Mitch
him. To come in to explain who this guy is, but I don't even need him to do it because I know Mitch is working hard.
Did Mitch try to book him for the show?
I got some guy who maybe makes himself out to be Mel Kiper Jr., got everybody up in a tizzy over Mason Graham and how he feels Mason Graham's the biggest bust ever. Meanwhile, I got legitimate football coaches out there texting me about how great Mason Graham is and how great Mason Graham's going
to
be.
I think the cut-up, Kenny, cut-up was like
this.
Three plays in rookie minicamp of Mason Graham to write off his career. I've never seen anything like that.
So I'll tell you this. If Mason Graham's a bust, fine, I'll wear it, but I'll go down with the actual football coaches who think that Mason Graham's a difference maker. And I'm not talking about Browns coaches. I'm talking about other people.
Or Michigan coaches.
I will go
coaches.
Down with legitimate people who have taught the game other than Twitter personalities where they could shut down that stupid site at any time.
What did Colin Rugg say?
I will take their ideas before I take some no-namer that I've never heard of and probably made up the own bios for all we know from all these different people. I got this guy. I got Dove Kleiman, of all people, giving me this. Who the hell that is?
The Dovester.
And I'm going, what is this? What are we doing with all this here? We're just finding reasons to go after the Browns for what reason? Well, the Browns aren't that good. So you can go after the Browns. But my God, it's been a day, a rookie minicamp. Mason Graham threw up on his helmet. All right, threw up. Guys throw up. So now he's fat and slow and out of shape. All right. Okay. Lord Almighty, we're doing this with Mason Graham during rookie camp.
I couldn't believe it. This is why I saved it. I didn't want to text you about it I didn't want to upset you over the week. Because I did
not. You should have texted me.
It seemed like you were having a great weekend. I don't want to ruin that in any way. The Cavs tried to ruin our weekends.
It wouldn't have ruined my week. No, the Cavs ruined the weekend at the very end of it. But you wouldn't have ruined my weekend. I would have just made this passionate defense of Mason Graham. I can't believe I have to have a passionate defense of Mason Graham.
I saw three drills.
On May 12th, for crying out loud.
I saw three drills and a puke.
On the internet?
Yes.
That's why you got to go actually go to camp.
Three drills, one puke. That's what I saw. And now they have... made it sound like his career is over as a Cleveland Brown.
I saw a bunch of Mason Graham drills, and I didn't see a single puke. I didn't see him get sick. I didn't see any of that.
Where did this come from?
Kevin Stefanski had said that he had had too many wings or something like that before practice, and that things got haywire.
How many wings? Do we have a poll? How many wings is, quote, too many wings?
I've seen so many damn guys in the history of football be in tip-top shape and get sick. It happens way more than you think. It happens in high school games that I go to for Friday night touchdown. It certainly happens in college. There's a one guy, the one offensive lineman who does it and then starts to nod towards the defensive line like, crazy. It happens in NFL games. It happens before games. It happens after games. The stomach becomes upset and you get sick. None of those guys that I think they were in terrible shape. They took him in the fifth overall pick because he's out of shape. It sounds like a Brownsian move. I'll grant people that. But I don't think that Mason Graham is in bad shape. What's the matter?
So I think it's a nerve response. I think it's called the vasovagal nerve. And that's why sometimes if you get hit in a nerve, you like pass out. Sometimes you throw up. Sometimes if you're using the restroom, you can pass out.
Oh.
Yeah. So I throw up all the time.
Do we draft Tony Soprano, five overall? No. Or is this going to pass out?
I always threw up during sports whenever I was just going too hard and doing conditioning too hard. I still, if I'm cleaning too hard, I throw up.
You going hard in the paint? Cleaning.
Oh, you have no idea.
We get to Mitch on St. Clair. You're next up on the Fan. Hello, Mitch. Got to go quick.
Hold on, that guy who keep throwing up, he need to go check a doctor. I never heard of that before. But, Graham, Ken, I'm telling you right now, you're just going on with in farming. They're trying to make you get angry and upset. Don't believe none of these stories that you see.
Yeah, but I have to address
it.
The problem is
I
have to address it because that many fans are bent out of shape over it. They're worried. They're worried about it.
Because these idiots are out there telling you guys to be worried. You don't listen to these idiots. That's a fake engagement account.
I can't. Listen, I understand too, but I got real fans sending me messages asking about this guy. Lyman and I are getting texted by people on Sunday morning of Mother's Day, for crying out loud. At 7:30 a.m. yesterday, we're getting texted about this. Lima, tell
you. You're not mother, so it shouldn't hurt you guys. But listen, I'm trying to tell you guys right now, it's not that big of a deal. Let's just calm down, relax, and stop letting the guys who engagement farm you guys upset you guys. Ken, golly.
Daryl, or Mitch, thank you very much
for the
call.
Yeah, the problem is, Mitch,
coming up at 8:02.
If I click on any of these, then I'm force-fed these from now until the end of my time here on this planet. I can't stop. Colin Rugg and Dove Kleiman, they have me in a stranglehold. I can't get out of
it. Who is Colin Rugg?
Oh, Colin Rugg posts some very, very interesting political material. He's got millions of followers.
Okay.
And I can't stop. I can't stop clicking on it. What do you want me to do?
Is Shador already QB2?